This is Tanasia Kinney, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to FetLifeStation.com. Sunday to my radio family. Come, now is the time. Now is the time to worship. I am your host, Jillian, and I am so very happy and delighted to be back with you as we worship on the move. You don't have to stop to listen. Thank you for tuning in with your earphones or your earbuds, whether you are at work or school or play, or maybe you are at home relaxing with your family and listening from external speakers. And that is great. It is also great that you can tune in from anywhere in the world, because FetLifeStation.com is international. My listening friends, send the link to someone. Send the FetLifeStation.com link to someone and let them know that now is the time to worship. My radio family, there is a saying that has become popular that we have perhaps heard many times during our childhood. It goes like this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Do you agree with this statement? Can words hurt? Let's hear what the Word of God says in Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 4. Gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. When someone is crushed, does it hurt? Oh yes, it does. How many of us have pensive flashbacks over the negative words and taunts that were uttered to us in our lifetime? Why then, my radio family, do we sometimes find humor in uttering negative words to someone else? Why is it so commonplace to insult someone and take no thought of what was said? Every encounter we have with another human is an opportunity to witness about the goodness of God. We can do so with positive words. The words we speak can shift the atmosphere around someone's day and possibly their life. Do you know you can compliment someone and change the trajectory of their day positively? Can you remember the feeling you had the last time someone offered you a compliment or an encouraging word? Was it a good feeling? I know it was. We know for a fact that sticks and stones may break our bones. That is so true. And what is also true is that words can also hurt us. My radio family, let us seek to build up our fellow men with words of compliments and encouragement, and refrain from using words that will discourage and hurt. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 18, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. We are to guard the things we say. My radio family, we are to guard the things we say. We should push ourselves to look for the good in others, speak positively, and send someone along feeling better than they did before. Our words should bring healing to a soul in turmoil, to someone going through a tough time. Our words should bring healing to someone who is needing a friend. How about speaking positivity into those we meet every day? And let us remember this powerful admonition from the wise man Solomon in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 24. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Amen, alleluia. And Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 4. A person's words can be life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are as refreshing as a bubbling brook. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
Okay. cannot hear.
Eternal God and Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We come before you knowing that you are God and you are a Savior, you are a Redeemer and our friend. You are the sympathizing Jesus, and everything that we experience in life, we can cast all our cares upon you, for you care. You care for us. I come before you with a heart of thanksgiving for all the things that you have done for us. But Lord, yet still there are so many persons who are facing so many issues. I present to you the individuals who may be in the hearing of my voice, but they're sick. Whether it be depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, cancer, diabetes, heart issues, whatever it is, I present the cases before you. You are our great physician. You are our healer, our restorer. And I present to you these cases in the name of Jesus, knowing that you are going to take full and complete control. Touch that boy, touch that girl, touch that man, that woman. And Father God, in moments when they feel like giving up, help them not to be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving that they will make their request known unto you. Grant them that peace that passeth all understanding. I present to you today those individuals who may be in financial needs, those who may have a job need, those who may have family issues. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have said that anything we want, we can ask of you. And I pray that you will provide the finances necessary for those individuals. Open doors so that they can be able to see that you are their provider. May you send help from all directions to them so that at the end of the day they can know, Lord, I know this could not have been anyone but you. May you open jobs for them, opportunities presented to them. As they take the step also, may you be their provider. For those experiencing family issues and marital problems and children issues, I present them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said we can come to you. And I pray that you will help those individuals to be overcomers. Help them to get the victory. Help that the children will be obedient to their parents and the parents will be able to find effective methods to deal with their children. I pray that husbands will love their wives, Lord, as you love the church. I pray that wives will submit themselves to their loving husbands and Father God, the war and the issues that they have experienced, it will be no more. Be with their communication in a special way. Bind them together, Lord. I pray for those individuals who are boyfriend and girlfriend in relationship, that those who might be experiencing problems, restore relationships today. Restore them. And Father God, I pray, help us not to take matters into our own hands, but as we present our cases to you, that we will allow you to do the necessary directing. There are many countries right now experiencing hurricane and floods and all different forms of natural disasters. The world is in a mess. But Lord, even when in the moments when we feel like giving up and we experience all these turmoils and confusion, you provide us with a peace that passeth all understanding. And we pray for it. May you provide whatever the needs of those individuals in those situations. And I pray, Lord, that you will help them to know that you are still in the storm. You are still their God. You are still there to comfort and support them. And we say thank you for that. Lord, we pray for the economic issues around the world. Prices are raising. Inflation is occurring. Money, salaries have not been risen in many places. Persons are striving more to survive. Lord, the world will not get better. But one thing we know for sure, that you are God who never change. So thank you for being the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. I pray for those individuals out there who may not know you and accept you, that they will come to a saving relationship with you, knowing that you are our provider and you are the one who will take full and complete control of our lives. So thank you, Lord. Be with this radio program, and it may continue to bless and touch the hearts of individuals. Have your way, Lord. May each person listening have a wonderful day. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen.
Penitent, faithless, and pure. Yeah! Oh, he speaks the comforter.
Our speaker for today is no other but our dynamic Dr. Demar Ferron. Accompanying him is his singing evangelist, Johnny Ruffin, who will bless us with messages in song before and after the spoken word.
But the song goes like this: I love you, Lord, for your mercy never failed me all my days. I have been held to your hand from the moment that I wake up till I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Come on, y'all, hear me if you know it. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Come on, let's do that chorus one more time. Say, all my life and my life you have been faithful. Come on and help me say, all my life you sing of the goodness of God. Your good is running out to me. Your goodness is running out to me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out. Come on,
all my life, yeah.
Can you help me say all my life? You have been so, you have been so. The goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness. I will sing.
Can you do that one more time, Johnny? Your goodness keeps running after me. That you didn't give up on us. Even when people thought we weren't gonna make it, Lord, your goodness keeps running after us. Father, we just wanna say we thank you, we praise you, and we just wanna give you all the glory and all the praise. Waiting and anticipating to hear from you, I pray, Lord, that your Spirit will come in this place and your Holy Spirit will restore broken hearts. I pray you will draw close to us even now. Because we pray in no other name but in the mighty, the matchless, and the majestic name of the man called Jesus. And everybody say, amen and amen. One more time, sing that chorus one more time. All my life.
Oh, oh, all my life you have been faithful.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. All my life.
All my life you have been so.
Of
the goodness of God.
I'm gonna sing.
I will sing.
Of the goodness of God. Thank you. Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Brother Johnny. Thank you so much for that special song. All right, Psalm 34. Please turn your Bibles there with me. Psalm 34. The 34th division of the psalm. The 34th division of the psalm. And we're going to dive into verse 18. Psalm 34, 18 through to 22. The Bible says like this: the Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Are you there with me? The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Then David said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He said he guards his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. And those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. And none and none and none and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants. Can I translate that? Can I put the D.F. Ferrand version? Can I read that version? Let me read the version. Let me tell you how I read it. Please, like this. The Lord is close to those who have suffered disappointments. He saved those who are discouraged. He said, good people might have many problems, but the Lord will take them all away. So D.F. Ferrand says he will protect them completely. Not one of their bones will be broken, but troubles will kill the wicked. Oh, help me, Jesus. The enemies of those who live right will all be punished. The Lord save his servants. All who go to him for protection will escape this punishment. I want to speak to you briefly under the caption. Speak to you briefly under the caption, broken but blessed. Broken but blessed. Are you there with me? Amen, amen, amen. Broken but blessed. Broken but blessed. Friends of mine, then I was reading this book recently. This book, it's entitled, the sermon title, Broken but Blessed. That's the title of the book. And to summarize the book so you don't have to read it, so let me summarize it for y'all. It says it is a journey through the lives of ordinary people who exemplify values, which flip the priorities of modern society on their head. Perhaps you, like one of these people, are up against insurmountable odds, battling illness or dealing with devastating loss. You may have been rejected, betrayed, or abused. That's the summary of the book. If you have been betrayed, rejected, or abused. And David right now finds himself in this particular psalm, rejected by people. Now, David, y'all know the psalm, because I bet if I quote it, y'all know it. Psalm 34, verse 1, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. You see, y'all know the psalm, I'm telling you. But David right now finds himself in a broken state. David finds himself, y'all know what David was doing. He finds himself in a cave. Y'all ask me how David ended up in a cave. I'm so glad y'all ask. He found himself broken and all alone at this time. And he was broken and all alone until he had to pretend before the king as he was a madman. I can't believe it. It's in the Bible, y'all. It's in the Bible. Put your fingers there. I don't want to accuse me of making anything up. You see, the David who conquered the Philistine, the David who people want to be like him, the David after God's own heart, David finds himself acting like a madman. I can't believe it. I can't believe it, because David is making mark on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. Picture with me what David is doing. Just use your sanctified imagination and picture David, the Son of God, doing all that. Now, here it is. They reluctantly released David because they thought David was crazy. Can I just pause right here and tell you that sometimes you gotta act crazy for the devil? Y'all missed that. Sometimes you gotta act crazy to fool the enemy. The enemy, he sends many problems to you. And every problem, one after another. And the devil thought you would roll over and die. But can I tell you how to defeat the devil? When one problem comes, say, thank you, Jesus. Another problem comes, thank you, Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. David finds himself. And it's interesting, that David finds himself in a cave. And while David is in the cave, some men follow David to the cave. That's a powerful thing. You're a madman, but men still following you. Oh, that really a man after God's own heart. I know if I go crazy in this church, all y'all would abandon me. I know if I go crazy, y'all would abandon me. But David went crazy. Hurry, pretended to be crazy. And guess guess what, y'all? Men followed David in the cave. It is very interesting that it's in the cave David penned these words. It's in the cave. You ever had some cave experience? David is in the cave, and it's so interesting that this psalm is so beautifully arranged that all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet started this verse. It's the chapter, all the 22 chapters, each of them has a Hebrew alphabet. That means David was a brilliant guy. That's all the Bible is trying to let you know. He wasn't crazy. He was pretending to be crazy. And David skillfully arranged this chapter so the readers, his readers, us, can understand that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Y'all still don't believe me. So let me prove it to y'all. Let me prove it to y'all. I said God would never leave you nor forsake you. Let me prove it to you. The first thing the text is telling to teach us is that the Lord is attracted to broken people. Y'all still don't believe me. See, the text says the Lord is near to those who have what? A broken heart. I'm so glad that God is not far from me when my heart is broken. It is so easy to think that God doesn't love us when we are going through pain. I know I got some company in the building right now who have gone through some stuff, who have laid it all on the table, who have cried to God when nobody else was around. Can I just get a few of y'all who can testify with me here that I've been through some stuff and I'm still standing? I gotta work hard for it. When you're going through a breakup and you're all alone and you're wondering, where is God when I need him? When you're going through a dry season where everything seems to be going wrong, when it seems the money is funny and the change is strange and bills kept piling up, expenditure is greater than income, when you're facing one problem after another, you begin to question the very existence of God. You are at a place where you feel broken and all alone, where it seems God is not near anymore. You've begun to question and wondering why those who doesn't serve God seem to have a better life than myself who's serving God. All right, I'm going to talk to myself. I'm going to work for it. Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why it seems everybody else got a boo, but I just got my car? Why everybody is tied up, but I live with my cats? I can't understand it. They don't serve God. Why her children is better than my... let me not go there, because y'all looking at me crazy. You are so broken that waking up in the morning is a blessing from God. You are so broken that the fact that you are still in your right mind is a blessing from God. You are so broken that keeping a job is a blessing from God. Yeah. I know I'm messed up in the head sometimes, but I'm still blessed. Yeah. I know I cuss a little sometimes, but I'm still blessed. Yeah. I know I do things I ought to do, not to do sometimes, but I'm still blessed. Yeah. I know sometimes the unhealthy behavior is calling me, but I'm still blessed. I've stopped by to let somebody know, not because you are broken means you are not loved by God. The Bible says he saved those who are discouraged. Another thing the text teaches us, I know I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here real soon. But another thing the text teaches us is that serving the Lord doesn't exempt you from being broken. Y'all sit there with me. Serving the Lord doesn't exempt you from being broken. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. The DFF translation says good people might have many problems, but the Lord will take them all away. You see, David is telling these men in the cave, Y'all, you will have many problems in this thing called life. Problems you have caused by yourself. Problems that your families have caused to you. problem that this broken world has caused you, and problems you just inherit. Are you still there with me? You will have many problems and trials in this thing called life. Y'all don't believe me? It's all right. Keep on living. Y'all still don't believe me? Can I please tell y'all, be careful how you allow brokenness to be the GPS of your life. Y'all still not there with me? You see, some people are so comfortable in their brokenness that when happiness is calling, we run towards familiar. Because in our brokenness, we often choose the familiarity over the healthy. Be careful how you allow brokenness to define your circumstances. Because not because you're broken means you're not blessed. Not because you're broken means God can't use you. Not because you're broken means you need to be discarded. Your brokenness is not a disqualification from God's love. See, we far too often put brokenness in a box. And because that young lady smoke, we don't want her in church. Because she got two baby daddies, we write her off. Because your sin and my sin and your sin. But can I just pause right here early and to tell you, we all sin. Not because my brokenness doesn't look like your brokenness means you're better than I am. No. Yeah, I know I smoke. Yeah, God is still working on me. I need some of y'all, when they come at you, you need to tell them, get thee behind me, Satan. The spirit of the Lord is upon me right now. We far too often identify divine blessing with getting the goods in one way or another. You see, how blessed we think is the one who is financially secure. How blessed we think is the one who is well-respected. How blessed we think is the one whose family is well-balanced and happily and trouble-free. We thank God for the blessings of health, comfortable living, and even security. And in doing so, we rightly acknowledge how much all aspects of our lives depend on God. The trouble, my friends, listen to me carefully. The trouble is that we may come to associate divine blessing exclusively with such external things we can see. Externally evidences. That's how we associate divine blessing. And you see, that was common thought in Jesus' time. Because the people of Jesus' days, they struggle with this sort of thinking. Because if a child was born blind, it had to mean that someone had sinned. Because certainly God would not visit such pain and suffering on the righteous. Y'all still not there. I went right past you. But I'm so thankful that Jesus' answer is shocking both to the hearers and those of us who read the account. Jesus says to them, neither this man nor his parents sin, but this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. And the blind man was not suffering as the consequences of his sin, but so that his suffering could serve a deeper divine purpose and significance. Whoa, I feel like preaching right now. Could it be, y'all, that all of your brokenness, suffering, and affliction are serving a greater purpose so that his divine purpose can be manifested in your life? Your brokenness will not allow God to love you less. Your brokenness will not allow God to draw away from you. No, y'all. You need to send some of your haters a text message right now. Maybe if you can't text, send a voice note and let them know you thought I was broken, but no, baby, I'm just blessed. I wish I got some company. You need to let them know I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed in the morning. I'm blessed at night. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Y'all still don't believe y'all blessed. Let me show you how blessed y'all are. Y'all don't know. So let me work for this thing. Let me illustrate this. I remember the story was told to me. I called my friend this morning, and while he was talking to me, maybe he's online now watching, so I'm going to use the story right now. He told me of a story with a young lady, and the young lady was driving a car with her dad, and while she was driving she was driving and a storm approached immediately. When the storm approached, she said, "What in the world I'm going to do now?" So she started to see what to do. She started to see what to do, and the storm was going, and she's driving, and she reached a bridge, and right under the bridge she said to her daddy, "I'm gonna stop the car right here." The daddy said, "No, keep on going." The young lady said, "Why should I keep on going? Everybody else, they're parked under the bridge." The daddy said, "Keep on going." She said, no daddy, I believe I should stop right here." The daddy said, "Keep on going." So what she did, she listened to her daddy. So she kept on going. And while she was driving through the storm, and everybody else, they were parked under the bridge, she drove about 2 minutes. And in those 2 minutes, the storm has passed and the way was clear. Y'all still not there? Come here a little closer and let me talk to you. Because the daddy said to her after, "Look behind you." She said, "All right." The daddy said, "All those people are still stuck in the storm because they decided to stay in the..." Can I just get some people who you have been through hardship, but you didn't quit, you kept on going. You have been through some difficult time, but you kept on going because your daddy said you should go. You will pass through, because David says it's not about you, it is... it is the Lord. The Lord says, "You're gonna be all right." The Lord says, "I'm gonna fight your battles." The Lord says, "Stand still and see the salvation." The Lord says, "Greater is He." Can I get a witness who knows when the Lord ready to speak? How many of you know the Lord? Thirdly, the Bible says, the text teaches us, is tailored to teach us, that even in your brokenness, your enemies will not prevail. Amen. Y'all still don't believe me? I'm going to work hard for it, y'all. Y'all let me work hard. The Bible says, evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. That's a sermon by itself. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. I can't believe it's in the Bible. David is reminding these cavemen. He's saying to the cavemen, y'all remember the question that I asked earlier? The question was, why it seemed those who doesn't believe in God cruising through life? Like they put their life on control and just cruise. Y'all have that feature on your car where just cruise. I don't know if y'all got a 2002 or a 2022, but y'all have the cruise control. David says, it may look like they're cruising, but evil will slay them. Amen. Y'all still don't believe me? It's in the text, y'all. It's in the text. I didn't make anything up. It's in the text. It's in the text, y'all. I got to tell you what's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. If you keep being wicked, can I say it like a minute? Oh, yeah. A day will come when evil will strike you. Yeah. Yeah. The Bible didn't stop there. It says those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. David is telling me, you, and every righteous, that nobody that trying to put you down will stay on their horses forever. Y'all know that term? Because God knows when to strike people down. That's why the Bible said, "Touch not the Lord's anointing." Help me, Holy Ghost. We don't need to argue with some people when they're acting a fool. No. Leave them to God. The reality is the anointing of God is on your life, not on their life. They don't even know it. We argue with people who are just wicked and doesn't have a care in the world. We can't argue with them. So David is telling these cavemen, it will come a time that anyone who hates the righteous will be condemned. This tells me that God will fight my battles. This tells me I don't have to fight all my battles, because the Lord will take my battle and He will fight for me. Finally, the text
He started to teach us. Everybody know where I'm going this time. Because the text says, y'all in the text, right? The text says, the Bible says, he guard. The text says, he guard all his bones. He didn't stop there. It says not one of his bone was broken. Y'all still not there. So let me break it down like a fraction right now, because y'all still not there. I can finish preaching just by saying that, but y'all still didn't get it. So y'all gonna let me work hard for it. You see, David realized that all the things that he has been through. So David looked at his own body and see that though he had endured many battles, accidents and hardships, yet not one of his bone was broken. But come here a little closer and let me tell you what David is really saying. David sat down. He sat down in that cave. And while David was in that cave, sitting down in that cave, and while he was there in the cave, and he's sitting down, and a rock is his pillow, and when he was lying there on his rocky pillow, y'all, God came to David and gave him a glimpse of the future. And when David saw the glimpse that God gave him, David, he saw a virgin girl named Mary got pregnant. And when David saw a virgin girl named Mary, he saw Jesus born in Bethlehem. He saw when Jesus born and Jesus was walking with his mama. Y'all still not there? And when he saw Jesus walk with his mama, David saw Jesus turn water into wine. And David saw Jesus heal the sick. He saw Jesus let the lame walk and the deaf heard. He saw Jesus opening the eyes of the blind. He saw Jesus betray Judas. He saw Jesus sentenced to die a criminal death. He saw Jesus being whipped by the Roman soldiers. He saw Jesus carrying that old rugged cross. He saw Jesus hang on that old rugged cross. He saw Jesus cried out, I'm thirsty. He saw Jesus when he bowed his head and said, it is finished. He saw Jesus when they pierced him in his side. But can I tell you what he didn't see? Can I tell you what he didn't see? David didn't see the Romans breaking Jesus' leg. Ah, Christ's bones were still intact, because God said, not a bone shall be broken. You might break my mind. You might break my spirit. You might break my mental health. You might break my children. But you cannot break my bone. Because the Lord says, he will be with me. Because the Lord says, I'll fight your battles. Because the Lord says, you have been through too much. The Lord says, I'm gonna be there for you. And this is good news. God bless you real, real good. Can I tell you, you're broken, but you're still blessed. I can remind you that I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply sin within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my desperate cry, and from the water he lifted me. Now safe. I'm broken, but I'm still blessed. I know y'all have been broken, but you are still blessed. The Lord, the final verse says, it says, the Lord saves his servant. The Lord says,
He will save his servant. Come on, Brother Johnny, come and sing that song for us. I don't know which song you're going to sing, Brother Johnny, but you're going to do a special song as we close. And I'm done preaching, y'all. I promise you, I'm done preaching. But Brother Johnny can sing something real good for us.
God is able to do just what he said he would do.
Yes, Lord.
He's gonna fulfill
every
promise you.
Don't give up on God.
Don't give up on
God.
Cause he won't give up on you.
He's able.
Can you help me say God is able? God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up on you. He's able. Can you hear me say, oh,
Lord, so much. Even right now, where my mom was saying to me right now through a text message that I should correct and say, is Judas betrayed Jesus? So, Father, we know that Judas betrayed Jesus. And even though you realized that Judas was going to betray you, you still created Judas. You gave Judas that choice. You gave him that choice. And we're so grateful, Lord, that you have given all of us choices. We can choose to serve you, or we can choose to serve someone else. And you said through Moses that I've put before you life and death. And then Moses hastened to say, I hope that you choose life. Death is not an easy thing. We all gotta go through death. But I pray, Lord, those of us who die in Christ, we know that we're gonna be with Jesus, because death is only asleep. Father God, I pray, Lord, for all of us in the hearing of my voice, those of us online as well, Lord. We have been through some stuff, Lord, some stuff that should have messed us up. The fact that we're still here means that you love us. The fact that we're still here shows that we're a survivor. The fact that we're still here, we know that you are close to us. So I pray, Lord, tonight that you will be with that young lady. Be with that young lady that she's on the verge of throwing everything in. She's on the verge. She doesn't know what to do, Father. The kids are giving trouble. The bills are piling up. Problems after problems. Everything seems out of control. And she doesn't know what to do anymore. Be with that young man, Father. Maybe he got a day in court, Father. But I pray in the name of Jesus that he will get another chance. Set things right, Father. Set things in order. Be with that wife. Be with that husband who is going through turmoils and troubles, who is going through afflictions right now. We thank you, Lord, that you draw close to us. Father, help us to love you more. We thank you and we praise you. And Father, when you come, I pray that we all will be saved in your kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. because we pray in no other name but in the one and only name, man called Jesus. Everybody say amen and amen.
God is able, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill, he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is able to do what he say he would do. My friends, God is going to bless us in our brokenness. When those gloomy and depressing moments come by, all we need to do is to send up a praise to God, and he will certainly, most certainly, turn things around. Thank you, Dr. Ferron, for those powerful words of encouragement. And thanks to your musician, Brother Johnny Ruffin, for those inspiring messages in song. Also, we want to say thank you to Evangelist Shabiki Vivaus for the intercessory prayer. A special thank you to my listening friends. It's a pleasure, always a pleasure, to worship with you here at FaithLifeStation.com. Every Sunday, remember to invite a friend to tune in. Send the FaithLifeStation.com link to someone and ask them to tune in with you. Remind them that they don't have to stop to listen. They only need a pair of earphones or a pair of earbuds, because this is worship on the move. If you want to contact us, you may go to the Worship on the Move Facebook page and contact us by messenger or by the email in the chat, BeulahBrigades@gmail.com. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. Have a great week.
Have a happy Sunday, everyone. And remember that if you want to listen to this podcast again or any other previous podcast, you can access these podcasts by a simple Google search. Search for Worship on the Move. You can also find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Podcasts. Subscribe and share any of those links. There may be someone, just someone, who may need that message in the spoken word and songs to reset their lives.
You stay. Tanasia Kenny, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to FetLifeStation.com.